Susan, it's our first episode of season 3.
Yes, and it's a new year, so we're talking about our one-word themes for 2023.
Join us as we review what worked last year and discuss what we want to work for us this year.
Hello, and welcome to The Conversation with Susan
and Whitney,
the podcast where two friends from college discuss shared interests, insights, and how we're navigating our lives today.
This is an ongoing conversation about how we're surviving
and thriving.
We discuss the important
and the trivial
and other fun topics in between.
I'm Susan Field, a writer and teacher in Philadelphia.
And I'm Whitney Gould, a writer and marketing director in New Hampshire.
Whitney, you're the kind of friend who truly understands my love of a good pun. You sent me the book Tequila Mockingbird, Cocktails with a Literary Twist. Last of the Mojitos and Gin Air, I just can't get over the wordplay. I love it.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Susan. It seemed very much like a book for you. And Susan, you are the kind of friend who asked me if I have a book already so you can covertly buy it for me for Christmas. What a wonderful surprise to receive my very own copy of Wintering, just in time for me to begin wintering.
Good. I hope you enjoy it, Whitney. So welcome back. This is our first episode of season 3. It's been a long time since we wrapped season 2, so I'm excited to be back behind the mic catching up with you.
It's great to be back, Susan. I'm really excited about season 3, and I hope our listeners will be too.
In today's episode, we're going to reflect and look forward. We're going to discuss how our 2022 one-word themes panned out and share our new words for this year.
We're also going to give you a preview of what's in store for season 3.
Yes, and so in 2022, my word was cleanse, and I chose this word, actually at your suggestion, Whitney, because I wanted to clean out things in my life that weren't serving me, pare down my schedule so I wasn't feeling overcommitted. I just wanted to clear the clutter and have a fresh start. So what about you? What was the word that you chose last year?
I chose the word joy last year, and you got this word for me on a necklace that I actually wear often, still to this day. I wanted to have more fun and focus on people, places, and things that inspired joy for me. Susan, how did you think you did with your word cleanse from last year?
I think I was successful with cleanse for the most part. I think that I realized it was a process. It was something that I needed most of the year to accomplish. And I think I was pretty successful up until the end of the year where I sort of started slipping back into some old habits. But I think overall, I did really well with it. What about you with joy? How did you do?
Susan, as you know, but many of our listeners probably don't know, my father passed away last summer. So my plans for joy didn't go exactly as I had hoped. And as a friend reminded me, we can't really know joy without sorrow. But my year held more sorrow and therefore less joy than I was expecting. So I wouldn't say that it was the most successful, but I think I just needed to be a little more flexible with it. What about for 2023, Susan? What word did you choose this year?
Sure. And Whitney, I just wanted to comment on what you just said is I think it's important to remember that goals that we set for ourselves in the beginning of the year need to remain flexible. Like you experienced an unexpected event in your life and you probably had to change the trajectory of the theme that you had set out for yourself. And I think that's okay. And we need to be adaptable. And I think, you know, things that we set for ourselves don't always happen, but you look like you shifted gears and went a different way, and that's okay too. So being flexible is really important with our goals.
Thank you, Susan. Tell me more about what you chose for 2023.
Sure. So my word for this year, I've chosen open, and I've chosen that for a number of reasons. I really like that that word means many things. I think that open refers to being more open-minded, open to new experiences, new people, but also leaving my calendar open so that I do have room for those things. I think I tend to overcommit and overload, and I just want to keep things more roomy and spacious in my calendar so that I have a lot more flexibility to accomplish all the things that I hope to this year. What about you? What did you choose?
So because 2022 threw me some curveballs for this year, I wanted a word that allows me to better check in with myself. A word that allows for questions like, am I acknowledging how I'm feeling right now? Am I doing what will make me feel best right now? I wanted a word that felt like mindfulness to me, but also in a nurturing way. So I chose the word listen. Susan, tell me more about how you see yourself being more open this year. I think this is a great goal for you.
Thanks. Well, one thing I've realized with setting these one-word themes or any goal is that I need to have a concrete, actionable plan for how I'm actually going to achieve my goal. For example, it's great that I say I'm going to leave my calendar open, but I need a plan for how I'm actually going to achieve that. And that requires me to change some mindsets and behaviors. So last season, in season 2, episode 5, in our mid-year goals check-in, which listeners should go listen to, there's a lot of great content in that episode, you and I discuss how we need to build the proper structure to enable our goals and to make sure that our routines and schedules allow for it. We need to actually build in time to accomplish what it is that we want to do. And I remember in that episode, you talking about how you had to make time for joy. You had to schedule these joyful activities. It doesn't just happen unless you make it happen, basically. So I think I need to be really mindful about my goals and on a micro level, plan for it. And also in that episode last year, we discussed this idea of dark days, which is to designate just days for ourselves in our calendar and block those days off and protect them at all costs, you know, hold a really strong boundary there. And I'd actually sort of forgotten about that. So I'm glad I went back and listened to that episode. And I think it's such a good idea. And that's something that can really help me to achieve this open goal for this year.
Yeah, I really do think that we need to listen to ourselves more because we do come up with some really great things, even if we forget them soon after. And Listening to ourselves pairs really well with my word of the year, as does your explanation on how we need to plan and how we need to just make sure that we're intentional about how we use our word of the year. So I think I may have chosen a word of the year that is kind of hard to make an action plan around, because in my head, I envision listen becoming incorporated into more of my regular routine. But I did think about what are the questions I can ask myself regularly to be more aware and to listen. And I came up with these three rules that I want to guide me for the next year. So the first one is listen to my body. For me, this can mean sleep when I'm tired, because that's actually something I kind of fight sometimes. I don't always rest when I'm tired. Rest when I don't feel well. That seems, again, pretty self-explanatory, but I tend to prioritize the things that I need to get done over how I'm feeling. This can also mean don't overdo it in the gym. Sometimes I really just want to make the most of my exercise, and I might, you know, overdo it on some reps or overdo it on some weight, and then later I'm feeling really sore, and then I don't want to go back to the gym because I overdid it the last time I was there. And then this one is kind of simple, and I'm putting it here for a reminder for myself in the future, but foam rolling when my muscles are stiff. This is so easy for me. I have a full size and a travel size foam roller at home, but you'd be surprised how often I disregard doing this, even though it could make everything feel better. My second rule that I want to guide me this year is listen to my heart. And I know this is silly because it's the name of a song, but that was kind of intentional. That's kind of what I want from this. So this is how I'm keeping joy with me this year, even though that was last year's goal. I want to pay attention to what feels fun to me, and I want to allow myself to have that enjoyment instead of always allowing obligations to overpower that feeling. I was talking about how even paying attention to my body, sometimes I will put obligations first. So I don't want obligations to come before listening to my body or allowing myself to have some fun. And the third rule that I have to guide myself this year, you'll find funny, Susan, because it is listen more than I talk. And this seems very odd to say on a podcast called The Conversation, especially knowing how chatty I can be. But this year, I want to make sure I'm hearing from those around me and not just dominating all of the conversations. My colleague at work likes to quote a proverb from Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And the quote goes, "Seek to understand before being understood, this really stuck with me, and I found it really profound, and I want to practice this more as a result.
Wow, Whitney, those were really amazing goals, or I guess rules that you have for yourself to accomplish this idea of listen. I especially relate to number 3. I think that's also something that I can benefit from too. So I think those are some amazing guideposts that you have set for yourself this year.
Thanks, Susan. So do you have a plan that you envision helping you to be more open?
Yeah, and just sort of hearkening back to what I just said earlier is working on being more strategic and mindful about my planning in order to stay more open. So I think that, as I mentioned before, I need to do this on a micro level. It's this idea of climbing a ladder one step at a time. So each week I need to plan out my week and think about, when do I need time to rest? If I have too many things scheduled in a row, what changes can I make there? I'm looking to see like what days are open and keeping them open. So, just being really mindful about those scheduling things. And other things for myself is I know I have a tendency to reach out to people to suggest we do something kind of on a whim. Like I'll get inspired and I'll reach out and be like, hey, we should do this. And I don't think that's always a bad thing. I think that could be a good quality, but sometimes I tend to then overload myself. Like I'm, reaching out to too many people, planning too many spontaneous things. And I think I need to, when that happens, pause and, hold that idea. Maybe if it comes back to me, it's something I really want to do. But think about when is the best time for that. I can't always pack everything into a week. So give myself a little more breathing time in between plans. And I also can't say yes to everyone and everything. And not just because this is another thing that can pack up my schedule, but also for budgetary purposes. If I'm always saying yes every time someone asks me to brunch, then I think, I'm going to be spending a lot more money than I want to. So I think I need to consider that. And possibly offering a plan B. In saying that I don't want to say yes to everyone, it doesn't mean that I don't want to see that person, but maybe I could suggest something that's at a better time for me and also something that is cheaper and possibly free. So, just thinking of some alternative plans that could fit better into my schedule and are just a better fit for the time.
Yes, Susan, I definitely think that those are some great plans for open. And I think that you're really going to be successful. And I think that one thing that I would suggest, especially for trying to get together with people, but maybe cutting down on the cost of that, something that Maya and I used to do in State College a lot was a lot of times we would accompany each other on errands. She would, as a, mother, she didn't always have time to go out and pick up what she needed to. We would just run errands together, and it was great time that we spent together. We still got to hang out, and it was great because we also then got to accomplish our errands. She needed to run to Target and pick up some toilet paper, but like maybe I needed a toiletry item. Like we could accomplish both goals at the same time, and we were hanging out. And it was only costing us the money that we were already intending to spend on the item we needed anyway. So I really want to make a pitch for normalizing running errands with your friends. I think that that can be a good solution.
Oh, Whitney, I really love that idea. And I can actually really relate well to that. So listeners might remember that in season 2, we had an episode about navigating challenging roommate situations. So I just wanted to mention a good situation with a roommate, not the one discussed in that episode, but a roommate that I lived with for 3 years prior to that. We used to do errands together, maybe most Saturdays. We would go grocery shopping together. We'd go to CVS to pick up our prescriptions, or we'd go to Home Goods to pick out new decor. And I actually think back really fondly on those times when we were just, doing those regular Saturday morning things. But it was really fun having a companion, especially going to Home Goods to pick things out. That's always fun. I kind of forgot about incorporating friends into those mundane tasks. So thanks for the reminder that that could be something fun to do with a friend.
Anytime, Susan. Anytime you would like to run errands with me, feel free to join. I know it will take a longer time for you to get here for that, but
Right. I was going to say I'd have to drive 6 hours to go to the grocery store with you. So possibly we could do it like on the phone or something. But Whitney, yes. I do think it would be difficult to find someone who'd want to run to Acme with me, but I could see possibly, you know, a run to Home Goods being something more fun. So I'll try to remember that next time I go.
Yes, absolutely. Susan, looking ahead to this season, we've got some fun episodes lined up that I'm really excited about. In our next episode, we'll be joined by my cousin Elena, who is the closest person I know to being a real-life Veronica Speedwell. Our listeners already know what that means to me and how excited I am about the fictional Veronica Speedwell. When Elena's on the podcast, we'll discuss what it's like being a woman in STEM and her career educating the public on butterflies and insects.
Right. And Whitney, your cousin is a former teacher, right?
Yes, she is. She taught high school biology for many years.
Oh, good. So as a teacher myself, I will be interested in talking with her about her career in teaching and how she's transitioned out. Not that I'm planning to do that. I just find it interesting that we have that in common. So super excited to talk to her. And soon we'll be joined by my sister, Devin Hamilton, who at this point is a regular guest on the show, to review Jodi Picou and Jennifer Finney Boylan's new novel, Mad Honey. So if you remember in last season, season 2, episode 2, we had a heated review discussion with Devin about Jodi's pandemic novel, Wish You Were Here. And Whitney, she was not a fan, that's for sure. But I am looking forward to hearing Devin's thoughts about Mad Honey.
Yes, she did not enjoy Wish You Were Here, which was surprising to you and I since we both very much enjoyed it. I'm really interested to see if she'll have a new perspective on Mad Honey. We'll also be collaborating with Devin to review the newest version of Persuasion on Netflix with Dakota Johnson. I mean, we all love a Jane Austen adaptation, and Persuasion, one of my faves.
Yeah, no, and I have not seen this yet, so I'm very excited to watch it and critique it leading up to our episode. And also later this season, we'll be talking to my childhood friend, Julia Gum, about her work as an herbologist. Julia has her own business. She helps clients use medicinal plants for healing. She offers consultations, classes, and she makes wildcrafted herbal medicine. And Whitney, she's so smart and interesting and funny, and I know listeners will learn a lot from our conversation with her.
We're changing things up a bit this year by cutting out some of our regular segments and keeping the episodes more focused. We'll be offering a series of mini episodes that will run for about 15 to 20 minutes.
And some of the topics we'll be exploring in those mini episodes are making and maintaining friendships in your 30s, how to deal with changing friendships, and how to be more effective with plan making with said friendships.
So many topics related to friendship. It's like we have a podcast about friendship or something, Susan.
Well, definitely a topic that means something to both of us that we want to dive into. So look forward to those in those mini episodes.
Of course, we'll also be talking about books we're reading, and we're calling those mini episodes novel ideas.
And sometimes we'll be posting our current reads on social media instead, which, by the way, is where we posted our favorite reads of 2022 back at the end of December. And Whitney, I believe yours ran in the beginning of this year in January. So be sure to check those out.
Yes. If you didn't catch the fun reels of our favorite reads, you can check us out on Instagram at Susan and Whitney. That's S-U-S-A-N, the word and, W-H-I-T-T-N-E-Y. And on Facebook at The Conversation with Susan and Whitney.
And speaking of social media, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a comment or send us a message. If you have a favorite read you'd like to recommend or ideas for future episodes, comments on things we've talked about so far, please let us know. Reach out.
It's been great talking with you today, Susan. I'm so excited for our season lineup, and I can't wait to see what 2023 has in store.
Yes, me too. And I'm so looking forward to talking to you and your cousin in our next episode.
Thanks so much to everyone who has listened to our show over the last 2 seasons. If you're new here, consider going back and catching up on seasons 1 and 2.
Yes, we'd love for you to dive into the conversation archives. We have some great content back in the first 2 seasons, so please check those out.
Join us next time when we pick up where we left off and continue the conversation.
Check us out on Instagram at Susan and Whitney, on Facebook at The Conversation with Susan and Whitney, or send us an email at susanandwhitney@gmail.com.
That's S-U-S-A-N, the word and, WHITTNEY.
Our music is by Offshane and our editing is supported by Upwork.
If you like our show, leave us a rating, review, or share with a friend. Talk to you later.